Okay, today is Daf Ches. We are on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Amr of Zera. Amr of Zera. Zera said like this. Otzitz Nakov, a flower pot that has a hole underneath it, right? Hamunach Agabe Yesedos, and you put it on pegs on the ground, but it's not touching the ground. So it's on pegs. Banu Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. That is the Machlokes, the same Machlokes we had yesterday about a boat, is the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, Le Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Avira, Kiman, Demancha, Dummy. Right? Air is like, it's on its place. Therefore, if you have a flower pot that has on pegs, it's as if it's on the air, right? Rabbi Yehuda lo mechayiv ma'isa midoraisa ad demancha aira. Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, according to the Rabbanon, if you have a flower pot and in the flower pot is growing tomatoes or wheat, you're chayiv to give ma'isa even though it's not touching the ground, because he holds even the air is good enough, just like by the boat. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda lo mechayiv b'ma'isa doraisa ad demancha aira. It's got to be on the ground. Yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said, the only time you chayiv mice is if the boat is touching the ground. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a unique issue. And according to Yad Mandav, it's not.
But we don't know what the issue is. The Gemara just said the same machlokas. Now the Gemara says, that's what we think. Not a unique issue. It's a placement issue.
Well, unique affects you.
There's always unique if it's near the ground.
Even though it's not touching it, right?
Correct. Uh-oh. Correct. So what? So it's lechora the same thing. So the Gemara says, I'm a Ravel Dumalohi. It's not true. Ad kan lo kram Yehuda Haslam Bitsvina. Why did Rabbi Yehuda yesterday require that it has to be touching the ground? Because Svina ha Yisui Levroach. Because a boat is made to move. So how could you tell me that a moving thing in the water is considered attached to the ground? And therefore, if you write a get there, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. If it's stuck, if it's not moving, then yeah, I agree. Aval otzit she'ena osu b'levroach, but a flower pot doesn't move. Lo, I wouldn't say it has to be touching the ground. So if it's four or 5 inches off the ground, it's not good enough. Actually, maybe you'd say it's good enough. Inami ad kan lo kam rabban hasav ela b'svina. Why does the rabban say a svina is good enough? De lo masik avira demaya. Because there's no gap. There's no gap in anything. Why? What do you have? You have a boat in the water, and then I'm on the boat riding a get. There's no gap. Ki ara simichta demaya. Because the land is thick like water. In other words, the water is good enough like land. It's like land. Right? You're not in the airspace. Aval atzitz demasik avira lo. But the flower pot, there's airspace between the earth, between the land of Israel, and the flower pot, there's space. So who's to say? It would say the same thing. So there's no raya either way. Okay? Says Tosvos, in the bottom Tosvos on Amud Beis, right? So we rejected the proof. We wanted to say the same achlokas. Then we said, no, it's not the same achlokas at all. Says Tosvos, an unbelievable thing. Kain hu ha'emes. That's the truth, by the way. The otzis, ki mechubar dami, the otzis is considered attached. It is considered attached. We all know that. Right? It is considered attached. The parakah shaleach, I'm reading, ain't kos from prozbul. You're not allowed to write a prozbul. Ela al otzis nakif. Right? In other words, you're not allowed to write a prozbul unless you have land. What if the only land you have is flower pot? Can you write a prozbul? And where's the flower pot? On your kitchen table? No. It has to be on the ground, because it has to be near the ground so that it's considered nourishing from the ground. So you don't own the ground underneath? So the Gemara asked that question. No, someone else owns the ground underneath. All you own is the flower pot. Again, the flower pot's on your kitchen window. That's not considered a flower pot. It has to be on the ground at least. You have some connection to the land of Israel. Then it required a principle for you. So you don't, the Gemara asks, you don't own the land underneath the flower pot? No, someone else owns it. Or it's public property. I put my flower pot here, right? So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, Ella al-Otzitz nakif. Umukila de mancha asichi. You put it on pegs, right? And it's resting somewhere. Vaha de ka'amar hacha ad kan lo karabana ella b'svina. But we said over here, maybe the rabbanon hold only by a boat. Mashma, the atzis lekuli alma lo havik him a chubur. That no one, they don't hold that atzis is considered attached. Says Tosfos, the dechuli ba alma he. That was just to push off. We don't want to say that machlokas has to be the same, but at the end of the day, everyone agrees that an atzis that's near the ground is considered attached to the ground. So much so, I have a had arm perik b'shabes perik hamotzi yayin. Listen to this. Hi, parpisa. I don't want parpisa. It's some kind of a flower pot. Demancha aara. You put it on the ground. The ancha asifi, or you put on the it's somewhere. The ancha asifi chayiv mishum tolish. If you have a flower pot and it's on pegs, and I take it off the pegs. No, better than that. It's on the ground, and I move it from the ground to the pegs. Or it's on pegs already, and I move it from the pegs to my kitchen table. And growing in the flower pot is a tomato. Says the Gemara, says you're chayef for tolish, because it's like I cut it off the ground, right? High in the midrabanan, because the parish has some kosher. Yeah, midrabanan. I'm only midrabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that we don't hold it that. We hold it daraisa. If you have a flower pot, amazing thing. If you have a flower pot on pegs, and I take it from the pegs and I move it to my kitchen table, I'm over tolish. You hear this? And not only that, if I have a flower pot on pegs and I take it off the pegs and I put it from the pegs to the ground, I'm chayef zoreya. You hear that? How could that be? If it's already nourishing, how could it be? Right? So what do you see? You see that what if I take it from the pegs and I move it to the ground, what did I do? It was already being nourished. It was already being nourished.
You see that the machloek is going to go to chumra. The
rice will
go to
chumra. No, that's not what we see.
Yeah, so
what?
It can be l'chayef for both.
Why not? Why not? Yes, yeah, so we see l'chumra you go for both. You're right. But the zari is the harder one. The zari is the harder one to understand. I understand if it's on pegs and I move it to my kitchen table, I was tolish. I get that. Why am I over in Zareya? If I move it from the pegs to the ground, why am I over on Zareya? So what do you see from that? That if you make something more geschmack, it's usser. It was nourishing from the ground, right? But it was 6 inches off the ground. Now I moved it to the ground. I made the Zareya more geschmack. It's mamash on the ground. Before it was just this fiction that it's being nourished from the ground, right? So what do you see? If it's more geschmack, it's aser, right? It's also zareya, right? So says the Arsa Meach. You have to be the Arsa Meach to say the following. He says, let's say someone has to eat on Yom Kippur. They have to eat on Yom Kippur. If they don't eat on Yom Kippur, they're going to die. So they're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. They're mechuyev to eat on Yom Kippur. So should they eat a steak, or should they have Cheerios? So he says, you see from this issue, they should have Cheerios, because more geschmack is aser. You don't have to have a steak. You can live just as well with Cheerios. If you have to have a steak, if you're going to die, if you don't have a steak, then of course. But I'm talking about, you don't have to have food in your belly. So you have to have the most geschmack thing out there? No. See, from this Gemara, it's unbelievable how he pulled that out of this. Right? So people always wonder about that. The kids are eating on Tisha B'Av, or they're eating on Yom Kippur. Do they have to eat the biggest 7-quart? No.
Snacking on candy and chocolate.
Right. Do they have to do that? No. You can't expect a 5-year-old kid to fast on Yom Kippur. Of course not. Do they have to eat like it's Sudas Purim? No, they don't have to, right? It's more geschmack. It's not right. It's usher. So for an adult, a woman had a baby, she has to fast, and she's not allowed to fast, 100%. A sick person, 100%. You have to eat like a Achashverosh? No. Not only that, you might not even, he says usher. That's what he has to say. It's usher. I don't know about that. But you see, the more geschmack is not right. Unbelievable thing to get out of this toaster. What? It's a whole discussion if they make Kiddush. It's a whole discussion. Yeah. Okay. Next. That was the. Oh my goodness! I'm never gonna finish today's daf. Never. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar bin Aharos to Eretz Yisrael in the waterways of Eretz Yisrael kuli amalo pligi. Nobody argues. Nobody argues that the waterways of Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael. No one argues on that. Ela ki pligi biyam hagadol. They argue on the Mediterranean. They argue on the Yamagadol, says Rashi right here, Yamagadol. Shehu tchum ma'arvo shel Eretz Yisrael. It's the western boundary of Israel. U pligi tanoi. And it's a machlokas. Ika laman da'amar sfas hayam hu gvul. Some say the beach is the boundary. right? You're on the beach in the western side of Israel, the coast. You are in Eretz Yisrael. You step into the water, you're out of Eretz Yisrael, right? One minute. The gufe, the yam gufe lav Eretz Yisrael. The water itself is not Israel. The ikad lamanda amar yam gufe me Eretz Yisrael. And others say no, it is Eretz Yisrael. How far out into the Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael? We'll see that in a minute.
3 miles.
No, well, that's not United Nations. We'll see that in a minute. Ditanya, because we learned in a brisa. Ezu Eretz Yisrael, Ezu Eretz the Ezu Chutz Laretz. What's considered Eretz Yisrael and what's considered Chutz Laretz? Kol she shofeya v'yored miturei amnon v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael. Anything, this is talking about on the western coast of Israel, anything before the mountain of Amnon and up to that mountain is considered Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnon v'lachutz, Chutz Laretz. Anything from Ture Amnon to Lachutz is Chutz Laretz. Now, the map that is in the Art Scroll and the map that's in the Masifta are not drawn really to scale, and they're very poor maps. That sefer here, called Atlas Das Mikra, put up by Masada Rav Kook, has a picture which is much more accurate, which makes that place in the country of Turkey. So high up, past Lebanon, past Syria, into Turkey. Which is fascinating. That's how high, according to this, Eretz Yisrael goes, yeah. That's how high it goes. Up, all the way up into Turkey. Because the only reason I'm saying that is because...
Why would he do that?
That's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Up to that mountain.
According to even the biggest sheet that's never passed...
The reason I'm saying that is because in all the maps, the point is above Cyprus.
Okay.
And above Cyprus is in Turkey. That's the only reason I'm saying that. I'm just telling you what it says here in today's daf. Now, minha. One second. Where did I stop here? Miturei Amnon v'lachutz is Chutz Laretz. Anything beyond that mountain is already Chutz Laretz. Hanisin Shebayam, the island in the ocean, Ronosan ki iluchut matuach alehen, me Ture Amnon ad Nachal Mitzrayim. You draw a line from Ture Amnon straight down to where the Nile exits into the Mediterranean. All that water is Eretz Yisrael. That's the boundary.
Not a river.
There's a line from up there, wherever that is, up in Turkey. Make a line, a straight line going down to where the Nile exits, Egypt. All that water is Eretz Yisrael water. Okay? Menachot v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Menachot v'lechot is Chutz Laretz. Anything in there. Everyone got the picture? There's a picture in the Art Scroll. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Now, what islands is the Gemara?
It's a crescent, that's why.
What?
Was it a crescent?
Yeah. What island are we talking about? What islands are in there? I don't know. No, there aren't.
Further up north, there is.
Not that I know of. What do you mean further up north? There's no islands.
Cyprus. You're going up.
Not Cyprus. In that line, look at this picture. In this line.
It's by Turkey.
Yeah, but what islands are here? Look at this picture. There's no islands. There's no islands. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe there were islands. I don't know.
Is Cyprus within that line?
No. Cyprus is way past this line.
Yeah?
Way past. Yeah. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, those little small things jutting out.
So I looked on Google Maps, and I blew it up as big as possible, and there's no islands jutting out. There's no islands off the coast of Eretz Yisrael. Even further up. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
As far as I know, there's nothing there. Maybe... It could be. So it could be maybe things like that. A guy built a deck or something. Okay.
No, it's actually the desalination.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol Eretz Yisrael, any water opposite Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael. Shnemer, like it says. Gvul yam v'hoyo lechem ayam abadol, o gvul zeyi lechem gvul yam, v'anisin shebitzdod in any islands, ro'onosan ki'ilu heim bichut matuach aleihem. Listen to this. It's as if a line goes out, Mikapluria, which is the same place as Rashi says it's the same place as that other, as a Turi Armon. Turis means mountain. Same place as Turi Armon. Tosa is a whole different thing, because why did the Gemara call it something else? Let's stick with Rashi. Rashi says the same place. It's the same place. From up there in Turkey, Ad Yam Antionis, until you draw a line from Turkey, going all the way west, through Cyprus, through Greece, horizontal, through Greece, through Italy, through Spain, till you get to the Atlantic Ocean. All that, and on the bottom, the same exact thing, from where the Nile ends, it's called Nachal Mitzrayim, where the Nile goes into the Mediterranean, draw a line all the way through parts of North Africa, through Egypt, through the bottom of Spain there in Portugal, till you get to the Atlantic Ocean. All that is Eretz Yisrael.
The question would be, if they knew that the words are drowned at that point in time, would they have taken it further?
1 minute? I don't know. No, they wouldn't. Because Eretz Yisrael doesn't go forever.
Why not?
It just doesn't. It's not the whole world's Eretz Yisrael. No, right? So how far into the water is it? It's till the Atlantic Ocean. Okay. Right? Doesn't say till you come back in a circle. Right? Till the Atlantic Ocean. The Ad Yam Akyanus, Uminacham Mitzrayim Ad Yam Atnanus. Right? Menachot v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Menachot v'lachot Chutz Laretz. Anything to the within that area is Eretz Yisrael. Anything outside of it is Chutz Laretz. Right? If you want, do they have a picture of that?
Yeah.
They do? Yeah. So it's a tremendous amount of world that now just became part of Israel. Yeah. Right?
A really small country, we've also got a lot of ground.
So Rashi says
it's considered the border of Eretz Yisrael for certain purposes.
So Rashi says, look at the Rashi, the second this Rashi on this page has three different sizes. The middle lines, the second to bottom line and the middle lines. You see it says Vahanach Tarti? Vahanach Tarti Masnisa Dilael Pligi. That's what they're arguing about. In other words, there's two opinions here. Some say it just extends a little bit the water, right, with that line from Turkey down to Mitzrayim. How much area is that? A little bit. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds it goes all the way to Spain. So that's the machlokas. She kach nichta vaget b'yam ha'gadol l'halam michot ha'matuch m'turi ava v'ach Mitzrayim. You wrote it somewhere in the Mediterranean, further out than what the Tanakhava said is Israel. So according to him, you're not in Israel. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are. Very simple, right? Where he says, "Shirichta b'gam ha'gep b'yam ha'gadol l'hal michut ha'maturach m'turi ever ha'racha Mitzrayim." You wrote it further out. Manda Amar kimevi be'eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudahi. Why? The Amar kol shekeneged eretz Yisrael, harei kuku eretz Yisrael. That's part of Israel still. Ve'idach kirabanan. And the other manda Amar who held it's much less further out is the Rabbanan. Look at the Tosfos now of Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. So, Shal Rabbeinu Peter, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, imagine that. Rav Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, Fersha, Bali Tosfos' name, Rav Peter, Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, the Bisman Azeh, nowadays, Haya Leschayev, Rabbi Yehuda, B'maiser, Sha'anu B'ma'arava, Shal Eretz Yisrael. So then all this land is Eretz Yisrael. Even he asked even where we live. So there's an Achra, the Kafta Beferach asked, but France, wherever they lived, is north of this. If you, I have a good map over here, if you want to come see.
It's only the war, though. What hit land is done?
That's what Tosfos is going to answer. That's Tosfos' answer. His question was, 1 second. So we're living in France, and it could very well be that we're within those two lines. So the answer is, there's no way that's possible. Because they're way north of the two lines. So he answers, the Kafta Farach answers, well, maybe the lines were drawn on an angle. And then meaning it could have been it goes through France. And it could be wherever they lived in France, it could be within those two lines. If you see the picture after the show, I'll show you the picture. You see the two lines, very good picture here. If you shift the two lines a little, if you make them on an angle, then it could encompass parts of France. The way he has it now in the picture, going straight across, it cannot.
Why weren't any of these parts part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
So one second. So Rabbeinu Peter asks, he asks who he asks? Rabbeinu Tam. Then one second. Bizman Azeh, Hayel Hischayev Rabbeinu Yehuda, Meiser, you should give Meiser in France.
Right.
It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Sha'anu b'mar Rav, Hashal Eretz Yisrael. Ve'heishiv, delok t'kayim alok Rabbi Yehuda. And we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like this. That's his answer. We don't hold like that. There's a shita out there in the Tanoim. We don't hold like that. Don't worry about it. It's not an issue. But his question is, now the now Tosfos is going to ask, but what did Rabbi Yehuda do? He held like himself. Right? So he should plant Meiser. He should give Meiser in Spain. Right? So now Tosfos is going to give three answers to that question.
How did Rabbi Yehuda answer the shita of we didn't even give the Meiser on parts of Eretz Yisrael that's supposed to be Eretz Yisrael? We're so shrunk of what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to touch on that in the next Gemara now. Actually, it's a good question. So
all of a sudden,
Aval Kasha, V'chir Rabbi Yehuda, Haya Makir, B'kol Eretz Yisrael, Shiarak Yonas, Shekulim Haya B'kiin L'shma. So Rabbi Yehuda knew that all the way in Spain, they know about L'shma. Or She'edim Mitzurim L'kaimu, She'ein Tzorach Cholom, B'fo'in Echtam. What kind of thing is that? You know how much area of the world? It's not that much. Most of it is water. Most of the land he encompasses is water. Most of it is what's it called? Is the Mediterranean. Right. But you touch a lot of land, right? You touch Cyprus is in there, Sicily, part of Italy, Spain, Portugal, parts of North Africa. You're touching a lot of land. So all those places he didn't require Lishma. How can you say that? What he's basically asking is what Mr. Schiffer asked, which is, what kind of thing is this? Right? Such part of Yishuv Eretz goes all the way here. So, look, now he's going to give three answers to that.
The Gemara had a whole discussion about bubbles.
Correct.
How bubble fall into this?
So bubble's an exception because people always live there.
Okay, but according to this Mandava, you're talking about
Donald Trump.
So the whole world is...
So he's going to give three answers. Lekach yesh lomar, delo kivshu hakol ole bavel. They didn't conquer all this. The ole bavel never conquered it. Who are the ole bavel? The people that came back the second time. In other words, according to his answer, only land that Ole Bavel was Mekadesh has the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What if the Ole Bavel conquered Madagascar? Doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because that's not Israel. What if they would have conquered Sicily? There would be. But they didn't do it. It would be. It's only potentially. Potentially. They didn't do it. If they would have done it, it would be. But they didn't, even parts of Israel they didn't do.
Even much smaller.
Even parts of what Yeshua conquered, they didn't do. So he's asking me about Spain. They didn't conquer it. If they would have, it would be. But they didn't. Into number one. Into number two. Inami, Kittipirish, Pekundris, the Kol Shekinah Eretz Yisrael, Hayinu Kol Ayam, Shekinah Eretz Yisrael. Only the waters. The Lo Airi, Ki Biabasha, the Arak Yonos, Ella, Benisin, Shebayam, Agadol, Dafka. In other words, only waters, not islands, not land. That second answer. So it's not a kasha. Yeah. What does it mean in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? If you're on a boat, are you going to duchen maybe? Things like that. But is it have? What about draw land? No. There's no meiser. There's no gets. None of that stuff is considered Eretz Yisrael. Adya magadol mevi muah shemesh yigavulchem muksiv v'shtei. Okay, keeps on going. Then a few lines down. V'od yesh lomar shayodeya shayakulam b'kiyin lishma. The answer is yes. Rabbi Yehuda knew. He sent investigators, and he knew that out in Spain, they knew Lishma, which is a fascinating answer, right? The Lefisha Yodea Lehem Arhechon Yisrael Omdim, he knew where the Jewish communities extended till. Umeisham Ve'elech Loha Yisrael Ad Sof Ha'olam. There were no more Jews after that. There were no more people after that, right? I got to the end of the Atlantic Ocean. There's no more people. No Jew. They didn't know people lived in America at the time, right? That's where the world to them stopped. It stopped in Spain. By the Atlantic Ocean, right? Exactly, right? Because the reader himself, Menachos, Mitzur, Klape, Myrav, Umbekar, Tegine, Klape, Mizrach, Ein Makirin, Lo Yisrael, V'lo Avim Shor Shemayim. There's no more Jews there. There's no more God there. That's where. That's wasteland. Fascinating Tosfos, no?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay, I know it was, took so long to do that, but it was like so fascinating. Okay, now. V'rabbanon, now the Rabbanon, back to the Gemara. Hai gvul, my of delay. What do they do with the word gvul? I guess it's an extra word. We buy Leilanisan, so they include the islands, if there are any islands. That's what I'm saying. If there are any islands in that small strip, the small strip. Rabbi Yehuda, Nisin, Lotzarech, Kra. No, that doesn't need a pasuk, because that's for sure included. Doesn't need a pasuk. We don't need an extra lima to include them. The islands are for sure included. Okay. Remeir Omer Apo Keret Yisrael. Boy mine merabchia bar abba hamocher avdo lasuria kimocher bechutz laaretz dami olo. If someone sells his eved to Suria, which is this area that was conquered by David HaMelech as a kibush yachid, does it have the status of Israel or not? That's the issue. Rashi points out that they made a gzira that if you sell your eved in chutz laaretz, the eved goes free. Okay, it was a knas, right? Rashi says what? No, an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani, right? An Eved Ivri's a Jew. An Eved Kenani says, Rashi says in the fourth line from the bottom, Tzan lekaman, hamocher avdo lechotzart, yotzo lecheres. He goes out free. Why? De kantzinan lilokeach. We make a knas on the buyer. You live in Woodmere. You bought an Eved Kenani. We're going to make him go free. Why? De Eved shayich b'mitzvos. An Eved is shayich in mitzvos like a woman. V'osur lotzeis me'eretz lechotzart. You're not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to live anywhere but Eretz Yisrael.
Except for three reasons.
Okay, that's not one of the reasons.
Parnassah.
So Parnassah, I sold the Eved to you. You bought him. You shouldn't buy an Eved and making the guy leave Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he goes out free. Now, this implies that an Eved has a mitzvah like a woman. This implies that a woman has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right? Which the Ramban doesn't seem to hold like, because the Ramban says it's tied to Yerusha. And women don't have a Yerusha. Which is an interesting discussion. Okay. Anyway, so what's the story about Syria? Is that considered chutz laaretz or not? David HaMelech conquered it, and he was young. So for certain things. So what's the story here? So Amalahu to Nisua, Remeir Omer, Akko Eretz Yisrael Legitin. Akko is like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gittin. Legitin in, but Lavadim lo. Lavadim is not considered Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's not really Israel. The Kolshke in Surya de Mechar Ketuva, and for sure Surya is even further away. So, okay, next. Tanar Rabbanan. B'shlosha drachim shavsei Surya l'Eretz Yisrael. There are three ways that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. U'b'shlosha l'chotz laaretz. And in three ways it's like chotz laaretz. Simen av barak. Number one. Afra tamek chotz laaretz. The Gemara made the Chacham made a gzera that the land of chotz laaretz is tamei. Why? So Rashi here says, because Goyim puts bury people anywhere. So anywhere you walk, there could be a grave there. Tosfos said in Nazir, or I forgot Nazir, maybe in the Darim, because the Mabel, everyone's buried from the Mabel, everyone's buried everywhere. Not in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Mabel in Eretz Yisrael. It's a funny reason, interesting reason. So therefore, anywhere you walk, it could be someone buried there, they made it Xera. It's only a Safek. Ain't a Chirami. It's a good point. It's only Xera Darmanim. Maybe they weren't so machin for a coin. It's a good question. Anyway, that's number one. Number two, Hamocha Avdel Suria Kamocha Bechotz Laretz. You sell an Eved to Suria, it's as if he sold him to Chotz Laretz, and therefore he goes free. And number three, Hamevi get me Suria, Kimevi mi Chotz Laretz. You bring a get from Suria, you have to say, Befanechle, just like it's Chotz Laretz. And Ubishlosha, Laretz Yisrael. There are three ways it's like Eretz Yisrael. Chaye B'maiser B'shvias, Keretz Yisrael, Chaye B'maitzvis. If you want to come in a Tahar way, you can do it. We'll explain that in a minute. And number three, if you buy a field in Surya, it's as if you bought it from the streets of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? We'll explain that also. Now the Gemara says, this individual kibush, it's considered a good kibush of David HaMelech. Rashi says in the second line, Shloha you call Yisrael biyachad kederach shayo b'kivush Yoshua. Not everyone joined that battle. Not everybody was there. Wasn't have the same gishmak to go fight and go get the land. Didn't have that. Shahayu kulam ukivshu l'tzarech call Yisrael kodem achaluka. The way they did. Aval David lo kavash el l'tzarecho. He only did it for himself.
That's not the reason why.
That's not the reason why.
They're
what?
No, that's why it has a different status.
Why does it have a different status?
Because he didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael first.
Oh, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, what's Rashi talking about? That's the reason, right? Tosfos says over here, the mashma l'fish aloha yadayin kol Eretz Yisrael kifshua, because the whole Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered yet. So what are you going ahead and tumbling with other lands? What are you doing? First, clear out Eretz Yisrael, then go be busy with that. That's what Tosfos says. So after Chazon Ish, once Eretz Yisrael was cleaned out, so maybe Surya Limafreya has the status now of Eretz Yisrael. Right? So two answers. Rav David Pavarsky from Panovich says, no, you can't do that. You can't make Milma Freya, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. It doesn't work that way. You can't pull a stunt like that, right? That's what his answer. The Chazanish gives a different answer. The Chazanish says that even the whole entire first Beis HaMikdash, there were non-Jews living in Israel. From the Zion Amim, from other people. So it was never finished. Right? It was never finished. So it was never finished. Mamila, this area never became Kodesh. Maybe you could do this stunt retroactively now, it's Kedusha. That maybe that would work. He argues on that, maybe...
That doesn't make sense either, because they were serving to...
But he says, like, he points that out. He says that Kol Yimei Bayis Rishon, Nishir Rishon, they're still present here.
It's present always.
Why always? Why should we get them out of here? Get them out. Throw them out. It's our land. Throw them out. They let them stay. It's never... Then even though Yerushalayim, every city, there could be Jews in there. What's this guy doing here? Get them out. As long as they're there, and we let them stay, it's considered as if it's not... It's a big mussar. You know? It's considered as if it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's a big lesson. And therefore, Lema Freya, we're never going to say, okay, even if you could say Lema Freya, it would work. Lemaisa didn't happen. It wasn't true. It wasn't cleaned out. Okay. Harotza Lichonis La Betahira Nichnas. Wait one second. So let me say, if you want to enter from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, Betahira, you could do it. Iva Marta, we just said offer Temea. We just said offer. What does that mean? No, the answer is B'sheva Teva Migdal, in a box. Why? Because the Tanya, Hanichnas La'eretz Amim, B'sheva Teva Migdal, if you go from Eretz Amim to Eretz Yisrael in a box, Rabbi Metame, you're still Tame. Right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Matayr. Fafila Rabbi Loka Metame, Eloba Eretz Amim. Only from the other countries, the Gozer al Gushiva Alavira. Not only did they make a tumma on the ground, they made a tumma in the air. So imagine a baby's born, never touches the ground, the baby. Never touches the ground. Spends his whole life being carried around. Now they put him in a box, they ship him off to Israel, he's still tummy. He's still tummy when it comes to Israel. Why? Because the airspace is tummy. But the airspace in Syria is not tummy. The Aval Basuria al Gusha Gozer Alavira lo Gozeru. That's what it means. You can come into Hira on the airspace. There's a whole discussion about that. It's a whole complicated discussion about that.
How does he get from
in a box.
Over what land?
Huh? From Syria to Eretz Yisrael. I think so. The top Tosfos discusses, what if does it have to be in a box? It's a funny thing to come in on a box. What if you're coming on a horse? Tosfos discusses that. Is that also good?
No, because
you need the walls, right? So the horse is pretty fat. Yeah, it's the whole. Okay, fine. Next, Vakona Sada Besuria Kakona Paravi Yishalayim. What does that mean? Omer Sheshis, Lomer, to tell you, Shekosvin Olav Ono Afilu B'Shabbos. Buying land in Eretz Yisrael is so important that you can even buy it on Shabbos. And from a guy, not from a Jew, from a guy, getting more land in Eretz Yisrael.
This is Shala that came up recently.
Interesting. One second. We'll finish. You can even do it on Shabbos. And Surya, same story. That's what it means. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Even to get that land, it still has some Kedusha, Chayiv and Meiser over there, even on Shabbos. Shabbos all Kedai Zach? What? You can buy land on Shabbos? Kedama Rava, Amar, La'ovi Gochav, Va'osei. No, you have the Goy do it. You go get a Goy. Go right up the Shtar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Amir La'akam, you're not allowed to do that. So we'll see in a second. Hachanami, Omer, La'ovi Gochav, Va'osei. You tell the Goy to do it. Af Agav, Demir, La'ovi Gochav, Mishvus. Even though it's a Dirubanan, you're not allowed to tell the Goy to do something you can't do. Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, right? What does it mean, Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi something so staggering. Rashi says, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Legarish Ovdei Kochavim, to get Goyim out of there. Uli Yishev Yisrael, ba, and have a Jew go in that house. That's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Just getting the Goy out is Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You hear that? The one less Arab living here is Yishev Eretz Yisrael.
You decide them on Shabbos?
What?
You decide the star on Shabbos?
No. No. Only the Goy. Lo Gazer Rabbanan. So Rabbanan would not go to Amir La'akum to get land of Israel. Why not? So you see the Hashivas of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Right? Even not even to live here. Just to get a Goy out. That's how it happened. They were able to sign the thing
when
on...
When they were having the questions about buying properties and so on in all those areas.
Yeah.
They used to make a little
thing
in the middle of the night.
Right.
So the
these guys have a death warrant out for them. Right.
They got to get out immediately.
Right. So they even did on Shabbos. It's fascinating. So by the way, so first of all, So the Tosafos Rid says, it's interesting, now we'll only say that that since Amira, it's not really doing anything. Just talking to the guy. So it's not really like some other, you're not doing a Maisa. So for the Fishim, it's only Makel. The other things are not Makel. No, we're not Makel Muksa, Fishim Eretz Yisrael. We're not Makel on, all these Mokash and Tichel Gufas. We're not Makel on all those things. Because those are all Maisa. Amira, just Amira, I'm not saying you can go tell a guy to do things on Shabbos. If a guy could do things for you on Shabbos, then there's no Shabbos. The Shabbos becomes not a Shabbos. If you anything you want to do, you have the guy do it for you. It's not a Shabbos. Okay, one thing, there's a few exceptions. A chole, someone's sick, you can tell the guy, please go to the pharmacy. Things like that, right? A Yishev Eretz Yisrael, very rare, right? Why? Because it's just Amira. That's what Tosafos Rid says, interesting idea. Then the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, paskins this way. The Ramah says something interesting. The Ramah says, tell the guy to write up the document in a foreign language. Because then it's only, because the only time you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, Steve on Shabbos, is if it's in Hebrew. But if you write them in French or Arabic or Israel or English, it's mutter. That's what the Ramah says, and everyone argues on him.
What about
an Everest? What? Yeah, it was an Everest. And the Ramah argues on him and says, there's no makar for that. There's no makar for that. There's no such makar. It's not true. And you can even write it in Hebrew. Because what that does is it makes it two derabbanans. Number one, I'm telling the guy to do something. It's the one derabbanan. And number two, he's doing a derabbanan. It's not true. Writing in English is also daraisa. We hold it's also daraisa. The Ramah had an interesting shita, but it's not really the majority opinion. Now Tosfos said something fascinating in this Tosfos. Af al gaf the Amira la'av the kachav mishavos mishamisha veretz Yisrael. He says avol mishol mitzvah acheres lo. For another mitzvah, you can't tell, even a mitzvah, you can't tell a guy to do it. Think about that. And he's going to talk about a case. Let's say there's no Sefer Torah in the shul. So can you have a guy go bring the Torah and he'll carry it for you? No. Tarach HaTzibur? No. Only Yishev Eretz Yisrael. For another mitzvah, you can't. He says, Lo matirin amiru halov kachavim, b'malacha doraisa. With a daraisa, like writing is a daraisa. Kidemuchach beperek hador. The story is like this: the water spilled before the bris milah. So they said to the the rabbi, whatever, go ask the mother if she needs water, because she's already a chola. It's on the eighth day. It's already after the 7 days. So if she needs water, then you give him a chal shabbos and have her fill up and have her heat up the water. And while you're heating up the water for her, you can heat up more for the baby. All that implies, you can't heat up water for the baby. Right? You can't heat up water for the baby. Why not? It's for a mitzvah. Too bad. Right? Too bad. You know, you can't tell a guy to do a mitzvah, to do something for a mitzvah. The Bahag argues, and the Bahag says, you can tell a guy to do a mitzvah if the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, such as Bris Milah. But you can't tell a guy to do something, like bring a Sefer Torah, it's not Docha Shabbos. So what if a shul doesn't have a Torah? So they don't lean. What can I tell you? Not nice, whatever. Okay, sure it's happened in the history of the world. People were together, they didn't have a Torah. Sure it's happened. What do? You don't have a Torah. A Docha Shabbos. I'm going to go drive a car and get a Torah. You don't do that. For Mila is Docha Shabbos. That's an interesting, the whole thing's very, you can spend also, like a week on this topic. You know, interesting stuff. Okay. Interesting. All right. Tana Rabbanan. From that to the end of the page, it'll take 2 seconds. Tana Rabbanan. Eved Shevi Gito. Listen to this. An Eved himself that comes to bring a get. The Kosev Bo Atzmacha, the Nechasai Kinuyalach. And what does it say in the get? It says in the get, the master wrote him, you are free, and all your stuff, all my stuff, belongs to you. You hear? Atzmo Kana, Nechasim Lo Kana. So what we do is, we split up the star. He's free. But the stuff doesn't belong to him. Okay? Why not? We'll see in a second.
He brought it.
What? What if the document just said, I hereby am giving you your stuff? So, Omar Abaya, mitok shekana atzmo kana nechasim, right? By virtue of the fact that he acquires himself, he acquires all the nechasim. Omar Rava, 1 second. Bishlam atzmo litni mididhavya get isha. 1 second. He acquires himself because it gets shechwars just like a get isha. El Mechasim, lo likli midi ave kim shtaros da alma. But how can he acquire anything else? It's called kim shtaros. And kim shtaros require two edim. There's no two edim here. He's bringing a get, shechur. He says, before an echla, master freed me, and he also gave me $1 million. Who said he gave you $1 million? Right? Hadar amar abaya. Well, so you're free? Yeah, you're free. That's like a woman. A woman could also do that, get free. Not money. So hadar amar abaya, we talk shalol kana anachasim, lo kana atzmo. He doesn't even get himself. So amalei above, that's not right. Bishlom anachasim lo likni. I understand why he doesn't get any money. Midah ve'akim star is dalma. It's like any other star has to be substantiated. Ela atzmo likni midah ve'aged isha. Why can't he become free? Ela Amar Brava, you're right. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, no matter what the case is. Atzmo kana, l'chasim lo kana. He gets himself, and he doesn't get any of the money. Amalei, what? L'chasim. Amalei Rav Adi Bar Masna l'Rava, kiman. Who said that? Ki Rav Shimon, d'Amar, pagina dibura. Rav Shimon said, he comes with one statement. My master freed me, and plus look at this document. He says he's giving me $1 million. All right, you're free, and $1 million you don't get. How could that be? There's a concept called Palgin and Dibura. We'll split his words, and that will flesh out more tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.